Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. Happy Rocktober. Yeah, this is our first show for October, I think. Let me see. It sure is. I told you last time we were on that it was going to be a light month. A lot's going on, but thank you, of course, to our last guest, Mr. Jay Asher. We had a wonderful conversation, and conductor, music arranger, I mean, the man is a legend. But we had a great time. But tonight is your favorite and mine. Psychic medium Michelle Palmieri will be doing free psychic readings for you guys at 646-478-0999. Call in. I don't know, Michelle, maybe because we're doing an earlier show. Normally the phone is lit up before we even get on the air. So far it's just you and me. So hopefully.
Well, that's okay, because I actually wanted to talk a little bit about some, like, best practices. Because a lot of people will ask me, you know, is there something I should do to prepare for a reading or expectations for a reading? So I just if that's okay, I wanted to talk about that just a little bit because it goes both ways for both the client and for the medium.
Right, but before we start, is normally we jump right into the readings because there's always so many calls. Let's tell everybody a little more about you. When did you realize that? Because we've gone over this, but it was so long ago. And every time you're on, we never get to talk about anything because there's so many callers. When did you have your first? When did you have your first experience and knew that you had a gift?
Oh my gosh, my first experience. Oh. That's a hard question to answer because I can go back and remember. I guess the first thing would probably be having what everybody told me was an imaginary friend. And his name was Junior. And he came with us everywhere, and I knew where he lived before he died. I knew how he died. I would tell my mother all the time. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, you have an imaginary friend," and I'm thinking, "Okay, I guess." But I thought everybody had one, you know?
Right, right.
It was interesting.
I didn't have one.
No.
Not that I can recall. I don't think I had an imaginary friend.
Doesn't everybody? No, I guess not.
No.
It took me a while to figure out that not everybody does. So.
Yeah.
I can also remember being very young, and we used to live in a two-family house, and I would go downstairs and visit my grandparents all the time. And I could remember when it would be time to go upstairs, I'd have to call my mother, and I'd have to turn on every light in the hallway, in the stairwell. And I would run up the stairs because I always felt like people were watching or somebody was trying to talk to me, and it would just freak me out. So, and of course,
must have been a really weird experience because here you're seeing people and nobody else is, and you're like, whoa, what is wrong here?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah. Well, and it's a feeling too, you know, not so much all the time seeing, but feeling that somebody's there with you or watching you or following you.
And you've been doing this for how long now? I mean, professionally, you know, doing readings for people.
I want to say probably about 20 years.
That's a long time.
Being professional. Yeah. Before that, it was mostly just, as I think I've said this before, it was mostly just kind of, you know, telling friends and family about dreams that I had or something would happen. And, you know, that's basically as far as I went because I was busy with my own life, right? You know,
right.
Raising kids, I have a family, and so I don't have really time for this. And as time goes on, right, then there's the kids get older, they move out of the house. For me, the turning point, I don't know if you want me to mention this, but for me, the major turning point for me was when Sandy Hook happened in Newtown,
oh, yeah.
Connecticut.
I remember
was a major turning point for me. Okay, that's fine. So what happened was I had been home that day, never been to Newtown in my life. Never been down in that area. I was sitting at home and I started having, just these thoughts were coming to my mind and I was getting like, I felt like I was hearing like names. One of the names I heard was Emile, and it sounded like a grandmother speaking in Polish. I was getting something like yellow Tonka trucks. I was getting like all these different messages. And I just started writing because I didn't know what was happening. So I'm just like, okay,
right.
This must mean something. At that point, my neighbor, who happens to be an EMT, knocked on the door, and he's like, Michelle, he had locked himself out of his apartment, and he's like, can you call maintenance and let them, you know, I have to get my medical stuff. There's an emergency. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what happened? So he proceeded to tell me what happened. So I turned on the radio, and it's all over the place. So I was listening, and obviously my heart was breaking. And
right.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, can this even possibly be related, right? Why would I even be getting these messages? And I'm not saying that I have the corner market on Newtown. I know there were a lot of people that were feeling things that
right.
day and getting information. But this is my story, right?
Right.
So ended up going there, knowing just I had to go there, knowing, just had this feeling. One of the messages I received was, I felt there was a boy and a girl, and I felt that they were twins, and I felt that they were worried about each other. And at the time, again, they weren't saying anything of who you know, had anything.
Right, what happened, name, yeah.
What had happened, yeah, sorry.
Right. Yeah.
So little by little, during that week, I was finding out things like it was Emily Parker, and I had read that her father was teaching her something. He was teaching her a language in the morning before she went to school, so that would explain the grandmother not quite being able to say Emily. Then there was the Tonka trucks I couldn't explain yet, but I was able to connect Noah and his twin sister as being the twins that were impacted by this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think what else happened after that. Well, anyhow, so that was when we decided we had to go to Newtown. We went. And when I feel energy, I always have this strange, sometimes it's nausea, sometimes it's like just an uneasiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that just happened to be, I don't want to say exactly where it was because I don't want to give out too many identifiers as to where the child is, but we were driving and I felt something on the left-hand side and I was like, we have to pull in there. So as we run around the corner, we noticed that there was this little, not very, you know, big sign that said such and such cemetery, and we pulled in. And as we drove to the back, there were Tonka trucks and army men on the bridge.
Toys.
That was like the only, but the Tonka trucks, which is what I had picked up on.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's like, oh my gosh, right? So we get there, we park, and of course you're always recording when you're doing these things. When you're talking, you kind of record so you see if you pick anything up, but also as a record of what you were getting while you're doing an investigation. And I was getting things like, the first thing I felt was, you know, I said Jesse, because the grave site was Jesse Lewis. You must have been so scared. And I heard him say, I wasn't scared. I was brave. And he then proceeded to give a hug and say that this is for my mom.
Right.
So literally look up, and there's a woman walking towards us, and she comes over, and she puts her hand out, and she says, "I'm Scarlett Lewis. I'm Jesse's mother. Are you a reporter?"
Mm.
And like, oh, my God, no. You know, and not sure how she was going to react to everything.
Right.
Not sure how she was going to react to this. And just, you know, it was awkward at first. And again, because you have to realize I'm not really used to going outside of my family with information.
Yeah.
But she was very open. She was wonderful. She was very open. She enjoyed the message. We were able to work with her. She said that the Tonka trucks were Jesse's favorite. And yes, he was brave. He was very brave because, in the classroom when Jesse's magazine jammed, he told his friends to run.
Yeah.
So he was given a funeral with honors. So yeah, he was very brave. And it's just an experience I'll never forget.
How do you handle when something is so heartbreaking like that and comes to you? I mean, like, does it stay with you? I mean, it's gotta.
How could it not? I mean, it's definitely has stayed
right.
with me. And all the things I've done since then, all the different cases I've worked on since then, all even the individual people that I speak to, they all touch me in some way. It's I consider it an honor. When I do a reading for somebody, that first of all, they let me into their world for a moment.
Right.
And also that they trust me with,
you
know, giving them the message from their loved one. I take it very seriously because I answer to a higher power and, you know, I'm going to have to answer for these things someday. And I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Right. Well, speaking of that, tell us what you wanted to say, what people expect and what you expect of you or vice versa when you do your readings, what you wanted to mention earlier.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the important thing, people will come to us, and I think that everybody has to have the best intention in mind. So for me, right, every discipline has a best practice, right? So every profession has something, you know, something that they guide themselves by. And so for me, I try to come from a place of love and good intention, right? I don't want to do harm to anybody.
Right.
I want to use my gift for the highest and greatest good, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong, no judgment as far as I'm concerned. I can't judge people. I have to take my ego out of it, and I have to meet people on their level. I have to respect their right. Right? And we treat it as counseling, and confidentiality is of the utmost importance. The only time, you know, if somebody says it's okay to talk about the experience, then that's okay. Then you can do that. But most of the time, you know, I just don't, or I'll keep names out of it, whatever we need to do. It's important to have a safe environment, which I try to provide for them, where they feel safe and calm, and they feel like they can speak their mind. No judgment again. And also, and some people don't like this, but no alcohol or drugs. And that goes on my part too, right? You don't want me coming to your reading and having had a few drinks and, you know, slurring my words or not being able to kind of really, it changes the energy of the reading. You know, being in a bad mood or negative or feeling sick, those aren't good times to do readings because, you know, for me, I'd be vulnerable at that point. And also for the person, I wouldn't be giving my best, right?
Right.
So, and then we protect our energy and never predict a diet or diagnose a disease. That's just wrong. You just don't do that.
Right.
But for you guys, when you guys come for a reading, there's definitely some things that we expect of you. And some people think, you know, well, what could you possibly have for us that we need to do?
Right.
But
right.
It's important for you to come to the reading with an open mind, right? Have an open mind. And I understand some people come to things and they have certain things on their mind or they have a certain word they want to hear. That's not always going to happen, right? Because your loved ones know what you need to hear. Your loved ones know what message you need to hear at that time.
Right.
you have to understand that we get our information in a variety of different ways, right? So for me, I get it sight, sound, taste, smell. I get it in, you know, I get everything. So I get the message, and I have to interpret it, whether it's a symbol, a sight, a sound, whatever it is, I have to interpret it and give it to you in the best way that I know how, that you'll understand. And you have to remember that sometimes families have their own languages that they speak, or there's a cultural difference, or, you know, sometimes there's a religious difference. Let's see. And just having an open mind, not having a lot of expectation. You should also refrain from drugs or alcohol, and understanding the process. And also, if they're not feeling well, it's always better to kind of reschedule if you have to.
Yeah.
And not giving false information.
Yeah, I got to ask you, did you ever connect with Maria?
Maria? No, we did not end up connecting, I don't believe.
Oh, no. Hmm. I know she said she was going away in October, I think she said.
Yeah, I remember her saying she was going away, but no, I did not hear from her.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't have her number. I don't have it anymore. You know,
yeah.
I don't hang on to phone numbers. So, but
yeah.
You want to take a call? We've got a caller.
Sure.
All right. Let's see who we got on the line here. Hold on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi, Giselia. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Giselia.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
Well,
I just wanted to find out. Oh, good. I just wanted to find out if you see love in my pick.
I'm sorry if I see what?
Love in my pick.
I couldn't hear you. Love on your path. Okay.
Do you? Yes.
Okay.
Path.
So, yes, I heard.
I didn't hear. Yeah.
So, oh wow. Well, I feel like you've been very busy lately. I'm not sure. I feel like I keep hearing busy, and I feel like this is like internal busyness. So I feel like you're kind of going through a lot of changes on the inside, or you're growing a lot.
Yes.
There's something you're either going through now or have just gone through.
Yes.
So I feel like you have this clarity now that you didn't have before, where like all of a sudden you have this newfound excitement, and like, I know what I want. I know what I need to do.
mm-hmm.
So yes. I do see love in your path. I think that at this point you have opened up a doorway to new people. I think this is going to bring new people
mm-hmm.
into your life, different than the people you're used to meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who thinks like you.
Right.
I keep hearing close to like the new year. So I don't know if you, I feel like maybe there's some Christmas parties coming up or something, you know, in the next few months will be obviously Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And I think that there's going to be some definite fun for you there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I was just wondering if you saw anything. Thank you so much, Michelle. That was so kind of you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You.
Well, thank you, Giselia. Thank you, as always, for
thank
calling
you.
In. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Have a
all
good
right.
Night,
you take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Michelle.
She's so lovely.
Michelle,
she's
I think
so
we may be on too early because we are not lit up tonight. So I don't know.
Goodness.
7 o'clock may be too early for us.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So I guess.
Well,
I guess.
I trust your judgment, sweetie.
Yeah, well,
so
I don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I guess, you know, well, we could talk, you know. Well, what do you see going on with me? I can tell you. I'm not going to tell you. What's going on with me?
You. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I was just trying to hold on 1 second. Anyways, all right, I'm sorry. I was trying to repost our link while we were talking. Just in case.
Yeah,
I did
that right before the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So with you, all right. I feel like a lot of up and down for you, Joanne. I feel like up and down. I feel chaos. I know you kind of mentioned that it's been kind of chaotic for you, but almost this feeling of, you know, what am I? What am I doing this for? And I don't mean that in a negative way, but just this feeling of, you know, am I really, how do I say this? I mean, you're doing what you have to do, right? We do what we have to do, but it's almost this feeling of, I need something more, or I would like something more.
Yeah.
I almost feel like this is where you belong. I don't know. I hear like a lot of music around you. I hear like art around you, you know, or I see a lot of art around you. So I really feel like there's more to you that I know there's more to you than just Joanne who goes to work every day. Right.
But
are you artistic? I mean, I think you do have a music background, right? Because I feel
music and art. Yeah, music and art. And I've been trying to spend more time on it, and it just hasn't happened. And it's horrible. You know, it really is. It really is.
It just feels like very deep for you.
Yeah, it helps me. It relieves me. It makes me happy, you know. So, but I'm hoping after tomorrow, we're finally hit D-Day at the day gig for what's been going on for the last 6 months. So that's why we went light this month on the guests, because it's basically a bomb hitting, and you know, I don't want to say what I do during the day or where I work. So, but we've got a lot going on, and it's taking a lot of my time. I mean, I'm working literally till like 8:30 at night, and I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted.
So there's no time for yourself. I mean, there's no time for you. It feels like that chaos of I'm doing what I have to do, but
exactly,
you know, you're aching. I almost feel like an ache, Joanne. That I want to do something. I need to do this art or something.
Right. I need to do it. I need to. It's a need to for me, because it makes me happy.
Absolutely.
It makes me feel better about myself too. But anyway, but that's me, right? But we do have another caller. So let's see. This way we don't have to talk about me. So
see, you keep avoiding that. We do need to talk about
I know, we do. We always avoid me. We start and then somebody calls and we get off of me.
That's okay.
All right. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Michelle Palmieri. How are you?
Hi, Rosalie. Rosalie?
Hello. No, is this Joanne?
Yes, that's me. Yes, I'm still on.
Is this my
Rosalie?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I can hear you, Rosalie.
Oh. Okay. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm so glad you called.
I did. I listened to you quite a bit. Let someone else call. Nobody was calling. I says, well, you know, I'm going to take the minute or so.
Good for you. Yeah, we don't usually go on the air this early. I think that might be the problem, but, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're glad you called, Rosalie. Go ahead. You and Michelle have a nice conversation.
Yeah. So, Rosalie, what can I help you with tonight?
More information maybe on I wasn't too prepared tonight. Some career moves.
Okay, can I just ask you first though, because I am picking up somebody around you, and I just did your mom pass? I feel like your mom.
Yes, she
I feel
did.
Very motherly energy around you. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
She's also talking she's talking to me about the roses. She keeps showing me roses. I get the smell of the roses.
Okay. That resonates a little bit.
Okay. No, that's all right. She wants me to tell you that she's around you right now. But she also, I know you can't see what I'm doing. so she's showing me something with her hands, almost like this, how do I describe it? If you were holding your palm out and you took your other hand and just kind of rubbed your fingertips on the palm, almost like somebody like counting money. But what was that for her? Was that? It's like a quick little motion she's doing. Do you recognize that?
I know once she used to. Yeah, she used to, play cards at one time.
Okay, so like
you know,
like,
she used
maybe
to play cards,
putting the cards. Okay, yeah, I can see that for sure. Like putting, you know, what do you call it? Dealing the cards like fairly quickly. She was fairly good at it.
She was very good at it. She would play the poker games no problem. No
problem.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. And she set up at the high stakes. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my mother.
Oh, my gosh. But can I also ask you, because it feels like this time of year is important to her. She's is it birthday or anniversary?
It's anniversary. She had died on September 30th, and her anniversary is coming up. Yeah, it's her anniversary is coming up on October 13th.
Okay, thank you, because it just feels very, an anniversary just feels very close to her, celebration of some kind. Okay.
Right.
But hon, she keeps telling me, I want to kind of weave into your question about the career. Because she's talking about you not worrying so much. She says you're worrying a lot right now. You're nervous about something, and she's saying you need to calm down just a little bit. But she says you always, my Rosalie. Did she call you that, my Rosalie?
Oh yes. She used to call me my Rosalie. She goes my Rosie.
Because that's what she said, my Rosalie, and that's how I hear her saying it. You need to stop worrying so much. So you must have always been a worrier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything.
And she, mm-hmm. she says to me that some of the changes you're looking for, how does she say this? The changes you're looking for. Okay, I think you'll understand this. Again, sometimes I filter, and I shouldn't filter. She says that the things that you're looking for in this career are in front of you. So are you missing something?
Maybe she's telling me just stay where I am and enjoy the ride.
Right, and I'm wondering if she's saying stay where you are, but you're missing something. There's an opportunity there maybe that you aren't aware of or that you're missing. And maybe, you know, it's this point in time where you should just kind of stay put. I feel like there's change coming for you in the next year. So I don't know you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I feel like, are you close to retirement?
I am.
Okay.
Like
because
4 years.
I think that's because it's this feeling of like why she's like, why make the change now? Right? Why do it now when you're so close to just ride it out a little bit, have a little patience where you are. And I feel like mom knows you very well because, you know, she's like, my Rosalie, you need to calm down. But that's the pressure you're putting on yourself. You're putting that pressure on yourself.
That's correct. That's my husband's looking. He's over here. His head is going up and down, up and down. Like she did, you know, I could see her saying that. Just write it, you know, it out. You only have like 4 more years, you know. It's like 3 to 4. It just depends, you know. It just depends, like 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. But I also think you're another person. You're another person who has something in her soul that she's kind of screaming for. That you're kind of, there's something you want to do. There's something Rosalie wants to do for herself to kind of fulfill herself. And you're just kind of, I don't know, you're waiting. And it's so funny because I was just reading something today about people putting things off. We put it off until then when this happens or when that happens, and then we don't do it. And I feel like you are kind of doing that with some things right now. I think if I'm accurate, I feel like you have a lot of spiritual interest.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I have a lot, you know, to communicate maybe, you know, with my parents or people that passed on to the, the other side.
But I just feel that's a draw for you, but I feel like you hesitate for some reason.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I worry, you know, I worry that I may encounter a bad spirit, you know, spirit or bring some evilness or something, you know, into my home without realizing it. And so sometimes, you know, I believe that, hey, maybe, you know, I let you do your job and you tell me, you know, what's going on the other side. Do you know what I mean?
Because I understand that for sure. And there's a lot of people that feel, and I don't blame them. And you have to understand, I protect myself too. I have a strong faith, so I protect myself, and I believe my faith protects me. And I'm very careful about who I talk to, and I try and stay in the positive. And negative does come around sometimes, but we always, you know, nope, not today. You're not talking to us today. You need to go. We set our boundaries.
Oh yeah, and Yeah, and I do. I have a strong belief, in the Lord, of course, and
absolutely.
And as far as protecting ourselves, I still hear you. When you go to the cemetery, you brush yourself off. You're not coming with us.
Yeah.
You need to stay here. I remember you saying that. I remember you said it on one of your shows, but I listened to you.
Yeah, I believe that was one of the shows when I had Maureen on with me, and we were talking about when we went to do an investigation, and when we were coming out, we felt kind of like, the only word I could remember using is like icky. We felt icky, like something heavy on us. And so we would brush ourselves, our auras, brush around us to brush that negative energy off and keep it off of us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you are absolutely right.
Yeah, and anything else coming in from her, my mother?
Well, yeah, but she's talking about you, again, not worrying about the small things, because, again, I think the holidays are coming up, obviously, right? That's an obvious thing, but you take on so much during that time because you just want everybody to be happy, and you put so much into it. Why do I feel this year's different? And if you don't
want to
share, you don't have to.
No, that's okay. Now, when you say that it's different, is because you're feeling like, I don't have, I'm not excited this year.
Okay. Yeah, because it just feels different to me.
It feels different because I lost my Merlin, my dog of 15 years, best friend.
Yeah.
And he's the reason why that I would push things off, like go take a vacation, go down, go out to the state, go see a friend or something. Because he had a very hard time a long time ago when I put him in a kennel, and he was scared to death, and I thought he was going to have a heart attack because he was so attached to us, to my husband and I. He was so attached. So I would always put things off. And I know I could always hear my mother, stop putting it off. Why do you procrastinate? What are you waiting for? I could always hear, you're not going to get it done. You're not going to get it done. And she's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's telling you that tonight, right? She's kind of pushing you to stop putting what you want aside. Be patient with yourself.
Exactly.
Kind of stay where you are. Keep the pace right now, but start focusing on what you want to do after. You don't have to make a huge change, but maybe start doing little things towards whatever it is that you want to do spiritually.
Yeah. Little things. Maybe are you talking about maybe like a little more, like a deeper meditation, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah. Well, that happens. But just...
Yeah.
What is your Rosalie, I still feel like you have this gift of, and I know you say you're a little nervous of it, but I still feel like you have a great gift that you're not sharing with people. I think you feel things
Maybe.
And you're able to, I think you feel things and I think that you are able to identify things in people.
I do sometimes, sometimes I could, look at someone and it's kind of, I already know sometimes what the outcome of something is going to be.
Absolutely.
Or I already know, like, that personality or how they're going to react or, sometimes a little ahead of the game, a couple times that's
and,
happened.
And, sometimes we think it's a gift and sometimes we don't think it's a gift, but I bet that has saved you a lot of trouble in life, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's like intuition. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Did you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any more questions this evening. Did you have a question, Connie?
How about your dog?
She's my dog. She knows he's happy.
He's not far from you at all. And he says that you can still hear the little, like the clicking of the nails on the floor.
Yes, I do. Oh my God, my Rosalie's over here. Like he's over there dying. Over here, he's over there dying. And I go, yes, because at the end, he had like the dementia, and he would walk around aimlessly around the house, walk back and forth because of the dementia, but his toenails all the time, click, 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 click. Very hard nails.
But you know that.
Was like, oh, my God.
But know that he's okay now. He's not doing that anymore. He's not confused anymore.
And he was confused, and he's not confused anymore. And I'm sure he's sitting right by me.
Always, he says at your feet, but he says, why does he say at your feet, but in your husband's lap?
He always did sit in Rosier's lap. He always used to go up there and sit on his lap. And for me, because he would be at my feet at the bottom of the couch. If I laid down, he wouldn't be on the floor. He would be at the bottom on the couch next to my feet down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, he's doing fine, though. He's happy. He's running. He's playing. Why do I hear Chippy? Am I hearing Chippy? Oh, what is it? Chippy?
Chippy, that was my brother Tommy's dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He's with Chippy.
Oh, he's with Chippy. He's with my brother Tommy's dog. Rosier can't believe it. I hope you're a believer now, Rosier. I hope you're a believer.
Wow. I have to tell you, Rosalie, that your dog is like one of the strongest energies I've felt.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, I get animals, but your dog was very strong in the energy. So your bond must have been very strong with him.
Oh, very, very, very strong. Very strong with him. You know, I used to talk to him like a human. And sometimes at night, if I couldn't sleep, I used to get up at the end of the bed. I used to either go lay at the end of the bed with him, or I used to just get up and just go kiss his nose all night long, kiss his head, tell my loved ones, keep him awake because I couldn't.
He says he likes the trip to the refrigerator at night.
Oh, me?
I'm sorry?
He used to like the trips
to the refrigerator at night.
He used to like, because if I go in there, he knows he's going to get something.
That's what he's saying.
And he knew he was going to get something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked it in the morning, too, when I make a sandwich for work or something, and he loved the turkey.
So,
when I opened that refrigerator, he was right there.
Mm-hmm. He was right
there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Oh,
he loves those trips to the kitchen.
The food. Mm-hmm.
Him and Chippy are up there having that. Him and Chippy are having some turkey right now.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. So awesome.
Great. Well, Rosalie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. And you have a lovely evening and a great week ahead of you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Michelle.
Oh, Rosalie, thank you for calling. Love you.
Take care, Rosalie.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I feel everything about Rosalie. My life revolves around my dog, and it's like I can't go anywhere either. No vacation, nothing.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what you say. Like, she's got this freedom now because she doesn't have to take care of the dog 24/7, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't love our animals.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right? So we got another caller, Michelle. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. 8761. Let's see who we got. Hang on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Welcome. What's your name? You're on with Michelle Palmieri.
Hi, how you doing? Good evening. This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Desmond. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, honey. Go ahead. Talk to Michelle. I'll shut up.
Hi. I'm sorry. Was it Devin?
Desmond.
Okay. What can I do for you tonight, or how can I help you?
What do you message or anything you see coming for the rest of the year, heading out the rest of the year? I could look forward to.
Yeah. So I also pick up a motherly energy for you, but I feel like this is grandma. Was grandma very involved in raising you?
No, but I know she's on the other side looking out for me. I do.
Yeah, because I feel like a very strong grandmother energy around you, protecting you. But also, you're very much in a hurry. You're very much in a hurry for things to kind of come together. I feel like there's a lot of impatience. But I also feel like there's been this I'm going to word this correctly. There's this goal that you're working towards. Is this a business that you're trying to start? It feels like something job related. I'm trying to start something because you're not thrilled working for other people.
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I'm not really thrilled. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling of like I want something different. I want to do something. But is it that you're still trying to figure out what it is that you want to do, or you already have something in mind?
I already have something in mind. I need to just put more effort to it.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes that's also, I hear you have a lot of fear too, and you have a lot of people talking in your ear. And I just want you to remember that sometimes people will put their fears on you. They will take, you know, the reasons they think they couldn't do it. And they will say that to you, making you feel like, well, then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And I want you to try not to listen to that and try and focus on what it is that you want to do. Just know that everything doesn't happen all at once, right? We have to take baby steps. I always say this, right, about everything, right? Because everybody thinks they have to take off this huge bite of something, and you don't. You have to just take baby steps. Progress is progress. And I think it's hard for you to see how far you've come, because you've come very far in your life. You had some difficulties, I want to say, like 10 years ago. You sound young to me, so I want to say you had some rough years there for a while, and you're finally at a point where you're able to breathe a little bit and wanting to move forward and continue that growth. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And I think, too, some people probably that you were close to kind of have fallen off by the wayside, and I think that's painful for you in some ways. Even though you know it's probably the best thing, but I still feel like there's still some sadness there. But I think you're doing the right thing for yourself. You're doing the right thing by going forward. I get two boys. You have two children?
No, all I have is godchildren.
Okay, are there two boys for godchildren? No?
No, it was one.
That's okay. That's okay, but I feel two young boys around you, you said godfather, so sometimes that father will come through as a godfather or godmother, it'll come through as mother, but I also feel that there's like this mentoring. I feel like you're a very strong influence with these children. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Just because I feel like you're a strong influence, so maybe they're not your children, but they are your children, right? They're not my biological children, but they're my children. And I feel like there's this wanting to be a strong example for them. That's really deep inside of you, this feeling of wanting to be an example, but I think sometimes you're not sure how to get there. Sometimes you need that push or that guidance to get there. But I think if you focus forward, I think the rest of this year is going to be great. The love thing, I don't know, how's that going? I get up and down with the love thing, the love situation.
Yeah, nothing really stable, nothing concrete, just ladies I know.
Mm. Yeah. But I think also you're maybe not in the right headspace right now for that, because I think you're focusing on where you want to be in the next few months. And I think when the time is right, when you feel more settled, you'll be more comfortable letting somebody into your life, because I think once you decide that, once you meet that person and say, I'm ready, that's going to be it for you. No more messing around. That's going to be it for you. You're done. I just get this strong feeling from you that you are just craving, like you said, things were unstable. You're craving stability right now.
Yeah, especially being a Sagittarius. We could deal with being unstable for a little bit, but for not for long. So,
right, Right. But it just feels very deep to me, that feeling of I want to feel like my world is steady. I want to feel, you know, I want to feel even keeled. I want to feel like I'm coming home to something every day, and it's my place, my space, my family.
I'm getting tired of the LL Desmond. He's getting tired of the LL Desmond, huh?
All right. I mean, I don't have no problem, meeting chicks and meeting ladies stuff. But
No. I know you don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying, as far as like committing and settling with one person.
Right.
Yeah. That's. I know you don't have a problem with the girls.
Yeah.
I sense
right,
that.
She's sensing that maybe you're looking for settling down with one instead
at some point.
Instead
but
of
you
do
just
it.
Haven't.
Yeah.
Right. This hasn't been the right time yet.
Right. I got stuff I want to take care of before I meet somebody. So.
And that's very honorable. I mean, I think that's great because sometimes we don't want to go into a relationship bringing all this stuff with us that we haven't figured out for ourselves. We're not, going in at a good place. But don't hold back so much either that, there may not be a perfect time for you to open up and let somebody in your life, but be more comfortable, yes, but don't wait so long that you put it off until it's not there anymore.
Mm. Oh, okay. That's a way of putting things. I get that. Do you see me getting a new job by the end of the year?
A new job? By the end of the year?
Before the end of the year, yes.
Before the end of the year, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I see. Yeah, okay. You've been sending a lot of stuff. You've been applying a lot. It feels like you've been applying a lot. I feel like there's been some false leads for you. I think around November is when you're going to hear something that's going to really start clicking with you, that you're going to be like, yep, I want to do this. I think don't get frustrated because I think it's going to be a few interviews that you're going to have to go through to cure the job. So don't let yourself get frustrated or feel upset when they say, okay, well, we need you to do this or we need you to do that. Do it. Just go along with it and trust that it's going to work out for you. Because just remember, they wouldn't call you back for the second one if they didn't like you, right? So it's just you have to go through the process sometimes, as aggravating as it is, to get where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that's hard for you. I could be wrong, but I think that's hard for you to kind of trust the process and, they're calling me back again, Just go with it. Go with it. Trust the process.
Yeah,
go with
hard.
It. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Desmond, if you want more information on Michelle, you can get her on Facebook. She does free readings once a week, Michelle.
Once or twice a week I do them. It depends on what's going on in my life.
Right. Well, Desmond, you could catch her on Facebook, friend her, hit her up, and you could get a free reading there. And don't forget her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. And it's available everywhere. And if you want to reach out to Michelle, it's healingmedium1@gmail.com. healingmedium1@gmail.com. So thank you so much, Desmond. It was a pleasure speaking with you tonight. We're glad you called in. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for reading. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank
all the best, Desmond. All right. Take care, hon. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, I told you 7 was a little early, that we're all lit up again now. We're all lit up. You want to take a breather? All right. Here we go. This one is ending in 1062. Let's see who we got on the phone for you, Michelle. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name and what do you want to know with Michelle?
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Michelle. It's Marianne Wilson-Fryer. How are you?
Oh, hi, Marianne.
How are you? You knew I was going to call it.
Actually, I didn't know. The phone was very quiet for a while, so I was like, Marianne's not calling.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of calls waiting in the log here, believe it or not. Yeah, we started early tonight, so that's what I think happened.
Yeah, that's kind of my fault. I think that was my fault. We started early.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It's all good. So go ahead, Marianne. How are you, honey? Go ahead.
I'm good. I just wanted to know if, you know, Paul had anything for me, my late husband.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I did want to say, though, I saw your picture you posted of the rainbow. I believe it was your birthday, right? When
it was on my birthday, yeah.
It was a tiny rainbow, but you got your rainbow. I loved it.
Oh, that's right. Marianne always looks for the rainbow from her husband. That's right. I forgot about that, Marianne.
Yeah, I
was on a whale watch, and the day was absolutely stunningly beautiful, and it was just like in what the boat was kicking up, the way the sun was hitting it. There was a rainbow.
Nice, nice. Now, look at that. Michelle told you we were going to see the rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to interrupt.
No, you're okay. You're okay. So, Marianne, yeah, but he keeps talking about his children. And I know when he talks to me about his children, he's talking about his students. So what's going on? Something big must be happening because he's excited about something with his students right now.
I have no idea. There isn't anything that I know of going on with
them.
Okay.
Keep your ears open because he's very excited right now. There's something coming up that you're going to hear about one of his students.
Okay.
He's playing like the proud father kind of thing right now.
He was a proud papa for every one of them.
So I'm expecting you're going to be hearing something very soon.
Okay.
Something's brewing. I definitely feel that. He also says that he's very proud of you. Now, he's talking about you taking more of an initiative. Now, have you been taking – he's talking about you doing more like your artwork, trying to get more involved. So have you been doing that?
Yeah, I entered some photographs at Durham Fair. I didn't win anything, but I entered at Portland Fair, and I took a first place, a couple of second places, a couple of third places, and I actually entered one of my paintings, and I took a second place.
Wow. So that's awesome then. Okay.
Congratulations.
I knew you did Durham.
Thank you.
I didn't know you did Portland. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, but he's proud of you, too, because of the fact that you're taking more initiative, right? He doesn't like it when you feel down about yourself or when you're not trying to move forward with things, because he's like, you need to be doing that. That's what you need to be doing with your life, because, first of all, it makes you feel good, and you make other people feel good when you do it.
Right.
And he's also saying, don't be afraid, you know, because I feel like sometimes you're too much in your head, and you're worried about what somebody's going to say or what somebody's thinking. And he's like, don't do that. Marianne, I know you've heard me say this before, right? If we get too stuck in our heads, it's hard to get out of there, and we think of things and situations that may or may not ever happen. And
yeah.
I think that's what happens to you sometimes. So if you can, when you feel yourself getting stuck, maybe that's when you go outside and start taking pictures or start, you know what, looking up fairs and seeing where you can enter your pictures next. Something to get you out of your head and thinking forward, right?
Okay.
He loves you so much. He loves you so much. I know you know that because he shows you all the time with his rainbows.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Did you want to ask anything?
I mean, is there any chance I'm going to be coming into any kind of money anytime soon?
Powerball.
Powerball numbers.
The age-old question, right? But I think to answer that, I think that's why he's pushing you to do more with your art and your photography, because I think that's going to be the avenue of income for you. That's going to be an avenue for you to have some money coming in.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
excellent.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, Marianne,
welcome,
thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in, and happy rainbow to you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, you take
bye
care.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
By the way, guys, when Michelle gives you a reading, if something comes true after or whatever she's telling you, please let us know. Call back and let us know sometime. We'd love to know.
Oh,
I'd love to know. Wouldn't you, Michelle?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to know.
Oh, yeah. I I tell that to everybody when we go through a reading. I will say to them, you don't have to. You don't, you know, because I don't need to know, but I would love to know. And most
right.
people will. And usually
right,
it's within
right.
like a day or so, they will reach out, and they're excited. They're excited
right.
to share that. Like, oh, my God, Michelle, you never believe this, you know. And I love it because it makes me feel like it mattered and that, you know, I did
yeah.
connect for them. Because sometimes,
and not only that,
you know,
when you're doing a reading, sometimes people don't catch what you're saying until the next day or something like that,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Because, again, like I was saying, I'm interpreting information. I'm giving it to you. You're absorbing it. You're like, okay. It's like we're playing, like you're on Jeopardy, right?
Right.
And I'm, you know, you're like, oh, my God, I got to answer. And then you're doing it in a short period of time as well. So when you
right.
have time to process it and absorb it,
it all comes.
The pieces fall into place.
Yeah. Well, let's grab
yeah.
another one because we got like five people holding. So let's try
oh
and get in as many as we can. I know. This is eight
okay.
ending in 8683. Let's see who we got on the phone tonight now. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi there. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Hi,
how are you? My name is Hold on 1 second, Val. I'm trying to turn down my TV. I didn't realize it was so loud. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, my name is Val.
Hey, Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi.
So, Val,
what do you need? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, was there something you wanted to ask me, or do you want me to kind of tell you what I'm picking up around you?
If you could start first with what you're getting, and then there are two things I would like to ask.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So I need to ask you, how are you keeping everything together right now? Because I feel like there's just so much going on. Is this like one thing after another? It feels like just one thing after another right now.
That's what I just said today. Those words.
But just know it's not, you know, it's not going to be forever. And I know that it's hard. But if you can take a step back and kind of look at some of the things that are happening and put them in the right perspective, you know, is there a blessing in any of them? Can you find any good in anything that's happening? You know what it makes me think of? There's that saying about people talk about the dirty dishes, right? And to most of us, it's like a pain, you know, like, oh, my God, I got all these dirty dishes, right? But if you turn that around and you think, wow, well, I fed my family. I had everybody here. Everybody was with me. That means I have people
right.
who love
and
me.
And I have
right?
dishes to serve food on.
Right. And if my house is dirty, that means my house is full of life. So just,
right.
just if you can find something positive in those things that are weighing you down right now and feeling very heavy. But it's not going to be forever. This is just a short-term thing. Also, I get a, oh my gosh, I am trying to tune into this gentleman. I get a gentleman around you. Sunshine. He's calling you Sunshine? Is this your father who passed?
No, my dad's still here.
Okay. Who's the gentleman that's talking about the sunshine or calling you Sunshine?
I have no idea at all. Like, I
that's
remember
okay.
nicknames, but I don't remember that one at all.
That's okay. That's okay. This is an older gentleman. I want to say this might be Dad's father.
No.
No? Okay. This is definitely an older gentleman.
I have no clue.
That's okay. And you can ask about that. You can ask because they are talking about sunshine. So I feel like that was either somebody's nickname that they called them or they were always talking about the sunshine. Maybe you can ask. I don't know if is your mom's father passed?
But he was
okay.
passed well before I was born.
It doesn't matter. They still will come through. It doesn't matter how long they've been gone.
Right.
If you've
right.
met them or if you haven't met them, sometimes they will come through and say something or give me a piece of information because they want you to go back and do the homework. You might have to go ask Mom, you know, did your dad always talk about the sunshine or what does that mean? You know, and that was another thing, Joanne, that people have to be willing to go back and do the homework after, right? It may not always make sense, but sometimes your loved ones want you to go ask
right.
somebody a question
or yep,
go
comes.
Look at that picture. Yeah, go look at that picture or go watch that,
right.
that film or look up the lyrics to that song and see where it connects to you.
Well, the fright ring, all that keeps coming to me is sunshine on my shoulders. That's all I keep getting every time
you say
sunshine.
That reminds me of Don Denver, and then
yes,
that's my
yes.
dad.
Oh, that's
for me, Don Denver's definitely my connection with my dad. So, can I answer a question for you, or an area you wanted me to look into for you?
Two things. One is, I have been looking for a job for a while, and I've applied, I've had some interviews, I've actually had an offer or two, and I'm holding off, and there's a couple reasons I'm holding off on the couple particular jobs. I did interview with a state agency about not quite 2 weeks ago. They were hiring for several different positions, and I was told this up front. We're hiring for a lot of positions right now, so if you don't hear from us within like a week and a half, give us a call. The interview, I think, went phenomenal. Usually they don't tell you to call them back. They, you know, so I reached out a little sooner than I'm very anxious. Like, I have no patience. I always say, God, grant me patience, please. And I spoke to one of the people in charge, and she said, you know, we're still interviewing. You know, we'll let you know. And I said, okay. Actually, I said, I kind of fibbed a little. I said, I'm going out of town. I won't be in an area where there's cell phone reception. Do you have any idea where I stand? And she said, now this was prior to even a week. It was almost a week. She said, the class won't start. There's a training class. Won't start until November. We're still hiring people. Don't worry. We'll be able to get a hold of you. We'll send you an email. So I waited a few more days, about the week and a half time now, and I just shot another email, said, hey, I'm back in location. You know, I'm back in the area. I can receive calls and emails, you know, whatever. Just wanted to see where my candidacy lies. And I'm wondering what you see about this particular job.
So I feel like it's going to take a while. I think it takes a while. I don't honestly feel that this particular job is going to be the one for you, but I think this is
the one I love.
But I think this is put you on the radar, definitely, for other positions there. I think that you're kind of like on their mind now. They know you're there. They haven't told you no, but they haven't told you yes. So I think that they're going to find a place for you. I'm not sure that this particular job is going to be the one for you at this time.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't give up hope. You never know. You never know.
No, I don't want you to feel bad about that, because what I'm trying to say is that you are still on their radar. You know, it's like when if they didn't know about you, but I feel like now they know you, they've interviewed you. Maybe it's not this job, but maybe it's a different job. Doesn't mean you won't end up there, but I feel like it's almost too big at this point for you.
This is something I have years of experience in, and I'm phenomenal at.
Oh, okay. Okay. I could be wrong. I mean, I have been wrong at times. But
right.
No,
I accept what you're saying.
I just don't feel that connection for you with that job, because I feel like there's something better for you, something bigger for you.
Right.
Something I love to do. Nobody likes what I applied to. Nobody really likes it in the world. Nobody likes
really?
To do it. I love it.
Do you want to share with us? Do you want to share with us what it is you do?
It's a call center position. I love phone work. I love customer service. That is totally that is my wheelhouse. And
But I feel like it would be stifling for you there. It almost feels, and I know you say it sounds like a wonderful job, but I almost feel like it would be stifling for you, especially being, is it a state position?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it just feels like there would be too many things you couldn't do. You wouldn't be able to be as creative as you would be able to somewhere else. I think there would be frustration for you.
Okay.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, this is about love, or someone I care about deeply, and I'm just kind of wondering what you...
There's someone in your life currently?
No, he's not at the moment.
Oh, he's not at the moment, okay. Can I just ask his first name, please?
Jeff.
Okay. It just helps me connect sometimes.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think there's caring there. I think there's a deep friendship. Who put the – I keep hearing somebody put like the kibosh on it. I want to say he kind of pulled away at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known him for 20 years. We lived together a couple of years, and then we were back and forth,
yeah.
And then it was a here and a there, and then it was hostile. And then I see him out, and I try to talk to him, but it gets hostile. It's just, but I still feel a strong connection. Like I go to sleep, and recently I had a very vivid, and I am clairvoyant, I had a very vivid dream with him. And it was just a dream that was very different than any other kind of dream I've had of them. And it was a good dream. I woke up and I'm like, wow.
Well, you obviously have a strong connection with him, but we also have to understand that sometimes other people either don't feel it the same way, right? Especially you're saying you're clairvoyant, so you probably have other gifts as well. So you feel things very deeply. You feel things differently. Mm. And when we meet people that we connect with, oh my gosh, right? It's like you can't explain it when you have that bond with somebody. But we think they feel that too, and they don't always have that awareness of the bond that's there.
And
you know, I think that makes it difficult because we see what can be or we see what's there, and they don't. And it's very disappointing, right? It's disappointing, and it's hard because it's hard for us to give that up. I don't want to give that bond up because I feel so strongly, and I know what this could be if you would just, you know, feel what I feel. We can't make somebody feel that. It's
terrible. No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah,
but the dream.
That doesn't mean that there's not caring, and it's just that this might be what it is, and there's nothing wrong with it if you're okay with it, you know? If you're okay with just keeping things the way they are. Don't beat yourself up about that for loving someone who maybe can't give back the way you want it to. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Don't
I just want to say, okay, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. My phone is echoing a little bit, which happens sometimes, so I apologize. The dream, I was sleeping, and like I said, this is weird. He screamed out, "I love you," and said my entire full and last name. And it was just so weird, just because he never, ever addressed me, you know, in all the 20 years I've known him, never addressed me by my first and last name. Usually there have been a few choice words in there, but but it was just such a bizarre dream.
Right.
I don't know. You know, it wasn't like I was sitting there thinking of them and then going to bed thinking of them. It was just so weird. It was almost like he was screaming it out to everybody.
I'm sure
but there was nobody else around.
But I'm sure he does love you. It's just there's different levels of love and there's different kinds of love, right? And
yeah.
Sometimes we have to look at things for what they are, and it's not that it's bad. It's just it is what it is.
Right. Okay, so do you see us ever reconnecting as a couple?
Oh, I think you'll reconnect, definitely. As a couple, I think it's going to continue the way it has. Like, I think there's going to be times of closeness and times of distance. I think that's going to continue for you guys because that just seems to be the flow of things. But I think that flow also serves you in some way, right? For both of you, it works for some reason. Like, I don't know if there's these periods of separation where there's growth and then you come back together and then there's, you know, I think you start to feel when you're together like you're not growing, like being held back a little bit. So then there's this separation period and then there's the growth and then you come back again. I don't see you ever not being connected to this person. I just think it's going to come and go a lot.
Okay. Hmm. Oh,
hello?
You there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did not. I didn't have my mic up. Sorry about that.
Oh, Val, okay. I heard nothing.
You know, it was me. Sorry. Listen, okay. Good luck, okay. And, you know,
thank
hang
you.
In there. And things get better every day. So, you know.
And absolutely. Let us know about the job. I mean, I hope you get it if that's what you really want. But let us know. We'd love to know.
Yeah, yes. I definitely will. And thank you
all right.
so much.
Thank
yeah,
you, Val. Take care. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
What was I going to say? I didn't realize I had my mic off, so I apologize
oh,
for
that's
that.
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be 4481. This is you. Let's see who we got on the phone. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
My name's Khalil.
Hey.
I'm calling some trouble. Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Thanks for the call.
Welcome.
Hi, Khalil. How can I help you?
Hi, there's going to be a little bit of a buyback program in Charlottesville. They've approved it, and I was wondering if I'll be able to participate in that.
I'm sorry, what is it, a buyback program for what?
Firearms in my town, and I don't know where it's going to be or if I'm going to be participating in it. I was just wondering if I would be participating in it and if it's outside.
So I'm just trying to understand. I'm sorry. So the community buys back the guns. They give you money or something for guns?
Yeah, they do. It's like guns that people don't want anymore, and they melt them down in an incinerator.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Do you have guns that you want to sell?
No, I mean, but I work closely with the police department in Charlottesville. It's a great police department. I've talked to a lot of police officers and stuff like that. I wanted to just to see how it goes down and everything and talk to some of the people, maybe get to know some, meet some people and stuff like that, maybe have conversation with like-minded people like me.
So you
go on down there and check it out.
Yeah. I mean, so you're asking about participating and helping them. I think that's an awesome idea if that's what you want to do, helping them, going down there, getting to know them, just what you just said, get to know
yep.
them, and then you probably can help influence other people and get out there and do
yep.
some good for people.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call tomorrow. They said call in the morning, but I'm going to call tomorrow morning to ask about it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't, and, you know, let them know how you feel, how you want to help people, how you want to reach out to others. And I think that they're always willing to listen to people who want to help, right, who want to make things better.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where you're coming from. I think that's where your heart's at, making things better for people.
Yeah, because the way I feel is, like, if a person wants to destroy their own gun and make sure it doesn't get onto the wrong hands, that's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And plus you get a little green in the process, so why not?
Right.
Yeah.
And where is
yeah,
this taking place, Julio? Where is this taking place, supposedly?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
In Virginia?
Yeah, Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. Cool. Wow. Well, when's it supposed to be? You should definitely go down there. Why not?
I'm not sure when it's going to be. I'm going to call tomorrow to see when it's going to be, and then I'm going to go down there. When I get the exact date and time.
Very good.
Well,
very good.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. And like I said, if you let them know that you're willing to help and have good intentions, I think that they want people like that. So I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, Coolio, thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
You.
And you have a good night. And if you want to find out more about Michelle, you can catch her on Facebook. She does some free readings there. And she's got a book out called Voices of Angels, and it's messages from loved ones in heaven. So thank you again so much for calling in. And if you go, have a great time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have
bye
a nice evening.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Okay. This is ending in 8922. Let's see what we got, Michelle.
Okay,
see.
Great.
All right. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Michelle Palmieri.
Thank you. I like that last name of yours. Hi, ladies. It is Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Not bad at all. So, I live in New York City. And,
I'm sorry, Carrie, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Yeah, I live in New York City.
Oh, you were in New York City?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so I have a question. I think I already know the answer and what you might tell me. So I was listening to the show, and I did hear what you mentioned to the person that got the job at the call center. So I work at a call center. I work at a call center, but I think they're going. I think they're in the process of moving to a different state. I'm not sure what's going on. However, I'm trying to see if I should resign or should I just wait until December to resign.
So you're moving at the end of the year. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah. Oh, you pick up. Oh yeah, I am looking for. I'm trying to move at the end of the year as well. Yes. So. I guess I said my question was, like, the call center, I know that they're moving, and I'm looking for a new job. So I just wanted to see, do you see me resigning in December or prior before the December?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you already have your feelers out, right? I feel like there's going to be a phone call for you prior to December. I also feel like there's going to be a push to get you there sooner. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I feel like there's going to be a push to get you there sooner. But I want to say almost like a warning, not a warning, that's too strong of a word, but just a caution to don't let them push you to move quicker than you are ready to.
Cool. At the, you mean at the job that I have?
At the job, yeah. Don't let them push you to move quicker than you want to.
Okay, so you're saying that you think I probably might be getting, because I'm going to start looking for jobs now, so you think I might get something before December. I'll get a call before December.
Yes.
For another company.
They're going to call before December, but I think there's going to be a push to get you there sooner, right? Because you're saying you want to move at the end of the year. They're going to want you sooner.
Right.
And I'm just saying to put up that caution of don't let them push you to do something sooner than you're ready to, right? Because I still think that you owe, you know, you don't want to burn any bridges before you go.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I understand. Okay. So you're talking about the new job is when they want to get me in there before December, you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, but you told me just to, oh, okay. So give them maybe like a 2 weeks notice before I start.
Right. Don't let them push you to do anything quicker than you're ready to do. Do it at your pace.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I didn't know they were going to try to push me in sooner. Okay. That's fine. Because the call center, it's easier to get a job when you have a job, but I'm looking to leave from there. It's already been 5 years, and I'm ready to go.
You want to go back to the call center?
No. I said the call center. I said I'm ready to leave from there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm ready to leave from there. Okay, so this new job.
Okay.
All right. And I have a question.
Sure.
I have one more question, tiny question. I'm looking to move into New Jersey. I'm looking like a dog for a place. There's something that I really want. And do you think I'll have this place before, I would say before the end of the year or before December?
I just want to ask, what is the holdup, though? Because I feel like there's something holding you up in that area. I think it is going to come into play for you. I think it's going to fall into place. And I think it's going to be close, though, hon. I think everything's going to happen very quickly.
Okay.
I think this part. Yeah, I think the timeline is going to be very close for you. So don't panic. Just know that it will work out and just let it flow. Just let it flow. Don't let the fact that it's all kind of falling into place quickly, you know, make you nervous.
Mm. Oh, okay. So the place is coming soon. Because the thing is, when I get the place, I wasn't going to move in right away. I was going to say, I'll move in like at the end of the year or something. So, but it takes me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yep. So it's coming sooner than I expect. Okay, that's good.
No, I just feel like everything's going to kind of come at you at once.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds exciting. Sounds exciting, Terry. Sounds exciting, Terry.
Yeah.
Sounds very exciting.
Let me ask y'all one more question, and this is it. This is, okay, I have a legal matter.
I know I found the right attorney. Should I go with the attorney that represents a bunch of women, or should I go with this one attorney that represents school teachers in my lawsuit? But I like the one that represents the woman a little bit better. It can be a male or a female that represents the woman. And then with this, yeah, I think on a teacher side it could be like a male, but I think I'm more kind of drawn to the other side where the other women are.
Mm-hmm. And I think you just answered your own question. I was going to tell you that you need to go with who you feel comfortable with and who you feel you can trust, because that's a very important relationship to have with somebody. You're trusting them with a part of whatever the matter is. You're trusting them to handle that for you, and sensitive matters and things like that. So you have to feel confident in that person. So I feel like definitely the one who is probably more female-oriented, because I feel like that relates more to the matter at hand. I don't need to know what the matter is, but I feel like that will lend itself better to you.
Okay, and because I think it's like two or three of them, is it? Because I know it's a man, and I know it's a female. It could be like either two men and one female. It doesn't matter who, or do you think that I'll be more comfortable with the female or the male?
I want to say female, because I feel like you're going to be very impressed by her organization, by her the way she thinks. I think for some of these things, the men don't think like you, right? The men don't think like us. So in this particular situation, you need someone who understands and thinks that way, thinks differently.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. I trust, because I'm going on my instincts too, but I know I'm on the right track here. So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go with the female. I just feel very happy because it's been a long time and everything is finally coming to an end. So I'm just, with the right lawyer, I can just relax because I had this job and the way that I was terminated. And it's just, so finally, I'm in the right hands. Okay. Going
good.
In the right direction.
Yeah.
All
excellent.
Right, trust your gut. Trust your gut and your intuition. You know, when you're gonna meet with them prior, right? I mean, you're not just gonna pick somebody. So hopefully, you'll have time to speak with both of them, and then you can decide which one you feel most comfortable with. Because you need to trust that. You need to feel that and trust it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna do more research. Now I'll do another. I can do a private reading with you. I'm not sure how you do your reading.
Tell her.
You can contact me either by email, healingmedium1@gmail.com. You can call or text 860-834-3559. And I'm also available on Facebook.
All right. Okay. So I'll find you. You'll hear from me soon. I'm just getting everything organized. I'm sorry. I'm in this chat.
Okay. Well,
you call us back, Terry, and you let us know how
you
make
out.
I look forward to speaking with you. Good luck
all
to
right.
you.
Thank
you,
Terry. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All
Bye.
Right. What do you say, Michelle? Got one take?
Do we have some more people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do we want to do a giveaway tonight? What do you think?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
What do you want to give away? The problem is I didn't take any numbers tonight. Hold on. Let me write these down before they just... Let me write them down before they disappear. The problem is I didn't write their names down. Hold on,
okay.
I got a few. But.
I'm feeling like I want to give something away tonight. I don't know. What if we give away a half-hour reading? Are you still there? Hello?
All right, folks, I'm sorry. Can you hear me here? Hi, hold on one second. Let's get Michelle back on the line. Hang on. Yes, please. Hang on, folks. Let's get Michelle back on the line. If you can hear me, I know you can now, so because I can see you back on the board. We got knocked down for some reason. I don't know why. But hang on, we're waiting for Michelle. One moment. And I hope you guys are enjoying tonight. And, well, I could call her directly, but I'm waiting for her. Hold on. Hang on. Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Let me, there she is. Here comes Michelle. Here we go. What the heck happened? Oh, man.
I don't know.
I think
somebody's
we opened up.
Hard tonight.
Yeah. We're working. We opened the heavens tonight. But here, let's take that call before we get knocked off, okay? So let's see who we got.
Yeah.
This is 4148.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name? And we apologize for the technical difficulty there. Hello?
Is it 5158?
Yeah, 4148.
All right, I'm 5158.
Oh, no, no, no. You're the last four digits. What's your name? Area code 203.
My name is ending
in 4148.
Maybe that is my number. That's a long day.
Oh, what's your name,
Ron? Oh, my God, I'm writing the wrong
what's your
number.
Name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy, you knocked us off the air. You don't even know where you're calling. Oh, I'm only kidding. Go
I don't
ahead,
even
Cindy.
Know what
welcome
I'm doing
to the show.
The time.
Well, that's okay.
Oh,
welcome to the show. You're on with
so.
Michelle. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to Michelle. Go ahead.
Thank you. Nice
thanks,
talking
Cindy.
To you, ladies.
How are you?
Just wondering what you're feeling. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I just wonder what you're feeling around me.
Okay. Well, we start with, I think you're a little distracted.
Yeah.
Would that be accurate? No.
Always.
Yeah. I feel like you're in a lot of different places at one time. You're being pulled in different directions. I think you're very focused on some things, right? There's some things that you're just very focused on. But there's a lot of things commanding your attention, right?
Yes.
Doing something like this, right? You don't do this often. It's hard for you to find the time to do something like this, call in and get some information for yourself or take some time
absolutely.
For yourself. So I think this is, I'm glad you got through. I'm glad that, you know, we did have some difficulties with connection, but I'm so glad
yeah.
that I'm able to connect with you because I feel like it was important to do so tonight. I feel like you need to
yes.
hear that
there's a reason.
I think that the right people call at the right time. I think that there's I get a sadness around you, Cindy. I'm not sure. Somebody passed recently?
Within a short few years. Mhm.
Okay. I just feel this heaviness, this sadness around you because I almost feel like you're holding back the tears. And I don't know if it feels that way for you, but I just feel like you're holding back what you feel is a flood, right? I'm holding this in and it just feels like at any moment I could just let this go, but you're afraid to let this go. Is that accurate?
I have very intense moments like that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it just feels heavy to me at times. Like, you know, I wish I can let people feel sometimes what I'm feeling because I literally feel like this flood that just wants to come through and I'm trying to hold it back. And when you're trying to hold that back, it tires you out. You know,
yes,
when you have
does.
That, those moments, it's very tiring for you. And I think continuously having to do that, it kind of wears you down eventually, right? So I think you're at that point now where you have to take a look at what the loss was. Was this a male figure very close to you?
No.
May I ask who it was?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay. But your dad has passed as well?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's it's like
the, and that hurts
it's the combo of both of them together. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, mom says that
wow.
she was sick for a while towards the end.
Yes.
Because she says you took care of her. Why did it fall on you? She says it fell on you and you kind of took over everything.
It did.
But she,
probably
she
because
goes,
I didn't have a full-time job and everybody else was working.
Okay. But you know that she appreciated that so much. And it actually was probably more than that. You may feel that way, that it's because everybody else had a full-time job. But you...
Well...
It was actually more
than
that.
Yeah, she felt more comfortable with me than...
Yeah. Yeah. And that's okay, right? That's okay. You guys had a very special bond. And she wants you to know that she values that. And she knows what you gave up to be with her. But she wouldn't... She says she tried really hard for you. I think you understand that. She says, I tried very hard for you. And I don't know if it was that you kept encouraging her to hold on.
To fight. Yeah.
To fight. Okay. Because she says you could, yeah. And she tried really hard. She, you want to hear something? She is afraid she disappointed you by leaving.
Oh, never.
And I think she needs to hear that from you, that you didn't disappoint me, Mom, because she tried so hard to stay for you. She loved you so much. But I feel like Mom was like that. Mom just had this energy about her where she wanted you to always be okay. I feel like she put everybody else first all the time.
She did. She always did.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing I could really say about her. She always put herself on the back burner and we always came first.
Yeah. Even if, so far as to when she was ready to pass, she was putting you guys first, right? She needed the rest. She needed to move on. And that's not to make you feel bad. She's just saying, I want you to know I tried, because she has this little feeling inside of her of like, you know, I let people down, but I fought as long as I could. And she wants you to know that she's okay now. That she tells me she's dancing. Why did she say the jig?
Because she likes to do things like that.
Okay, because she's saying I'm doing the jig. So, So she just wants to know she's okay.
I'm glad to hear
your
that.
Your dad comes through with her.
Mm-hmm.
They're interesting together. That's all. I don't know how else to explain it. They're interesting. So I think they were an interesting couple.
Oh, definitely. My dad, there was a special bond with us two also. His birthday was the day before mine.
Yeah, but he talks about being very proud of you and everything that you've done. And he thanks you for taking care of Mom, because he felt, you know, I couldn't be there. And if I have to have somebody there, I'm glad it was you.
Well, he told me before he passed, make sure that I take care of Mama.
Yeah, he knew you would, and so he's so glad.
Absolutely,
glad you. Absolutely.
Well,
but now they're near you.
Too. I wouldn't have changed it for the world.
No,
yep.
But but know they're with you and they're looking out for you. And Mom says that it's okay. She's saying to splurge a little. You don't want to splurge, but she's telling you it's okay to splurge a little. You deserve it.
She knows me.
So
that it's always, I follow her footsteps.
Okay.
Give it to everybody else.
But she's telling you, you need to splurge a little on you, and it's okay, because, you know, you've given up a lot too.
I absolutely do. But, you know, you learn from the best.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Did you have anything else?
All right. Well, a quick thing. If you have a feeling about my granddaughter, she has some legal issues going on right now. If you feel anything in a positive direction for her.
Your granddaughter? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. I'm trying to tune into this feeling that I'm getting, because I feel like, can I ask you, is she about 20?
No. Well, one of them is. I'm sorry. One is.
Okay. All right. I keep hearing the word angst.
Angst?
Like angst, like, you know, that kind of teenage anger, sadness. They have that kind of, you know, mixed emotions. So I feel like there's some kind of a rift within the family. I don't know if it's between the sisters. I know you're specifically asking about the legal situation. How old is your granddaughter?
13.
So she's young. Yeah. Okay. but I'm wondering, and again, I'm going to say this, you don't have to acknowledge it to me, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm picking up, and hopefully it'll make sense to you. I feel mm-hmm. like there's something within the family that is complicating the matter. I think it's critical for her to feel supported right now, because I think some people are not supportive of what's happening. I think this is a critical time. I think that she needs to be driven in the right direction at this point. I think it will turn positive. I think the harshness right now is because there's a lot of worry about what is going to happen in the future. So I think that if there's some guidance shown towards her and being pointed in the right direction, I think that's the positive outcome that you're looking for. Maybe yeah. not the exact positive outcome, but something close to it will occur. Does that make sense to you? I'm trying to be delicate, you know, because mm-hmm. we are on the radio, so I'm trying to say it in a way
right.
that
But I'm
that
sure
makes
you feel
sense.
A lot more stronger with what's going on here.
I'm sorry?
I'm sure you get feelings of something going on that's
well,
a little bit
yeah.
more than what you can
yeah.
say.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you know, it's not my place to talk about other people's things, you know, but and
no,
I
exactly.
I thank you for sharing what you did share. But I think it's a critical
Absolutely.
Point in time right now for her to get the correct guidance so that there is somewhat of a positive outcome.
Okay.
I
will keep that in mind
and
try the best I can.
Yeah, if you want to get a private reading with Michelle, reach out to her at healingmedium1@gmail.com or text or call at 860-834-3559. And maybe you could get the a little more in-depth.
In detail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And more
yeah,
personable.
I tried to, again, I don't want to go into too much
no,
detail.
I know.
But I hope that I said something that resonated with you.
You did. You said a lot that resonated with me. Thank you very much.
Okay, hon. Good luck.
I appreciate
to you
it.
Do all of my prayers.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For the call. All right, hon. Take care.
Thank
have a
you.
Good night.
Have a nice night, lady.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Michelle, we got two more. You want to take two more and that's it?
Sure.
Now, you know what happened. Let me just say, folks, real quick, I have been very clumsy today. I don't know if you've heard like a bang here or there. That's me. I keep hitting the microphone stand. I'm hitting everything. It's like, oh, I'm dropping dinner tonight. I kept dropping my fork, the knife. I don't
oh,
know what's
goodness.
Wrong with me today.
So, Anne, you need
yeah.
to ground yourself.
Yeah. So I said, maybe I don't know if I hit something to cause us to lose connection before, but it
oh,
could have been me. It could have been me, and I'm so sorry. You know, listen, I'm no techie here either, so
you know
it's me just having fun with you guys and enjoying the conversation and you guys listening and everything. I just enjoy doing what I'm doing. So let's take this one ending in 4412. Let's see who we got on the call. All right. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Valerie, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, ladies?
Wonderful.
Hi, Mallory.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. I want to see if I will be working by the end of the month.
If you'll be working by the end of what?
This month.
This month. Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, the phone cuts in and out, and it's probably my connection, so you hear me asking what a lot?
that's okay.
If you're going to be working by the end of this month, I think there's definitely going to be something on the radar for you. I don't know if it's, you're definitely going to be working by the end of this month. I think that there's definitely something coming your way. I think it will be in process by the end of the month. I want to say that I see you starting work like mid-November.
Oh, okay. Now, do you see it? Because I'm looking at a part-time in the medical arena.
Okay. So you're asking, do I think it's going to be in the medical arena? Yes, I do. Because I think that's where I think that's where you feel comfortable. So I think that that's where you're going to present well.
Okay. And the other thing is, it's like 45 minutes away. So I'm looking at the position now, but I'm also looking at the distance I'd have to travel to get there. But I guess we have to give and take.
Well, but I also hear it's like a stepping stone for you. I feel like it's a stepping stone, right? It's like you get your foot in the door, you're going to do that, and I think it's going to lead to something that's going to be better paying and also maybe a little closer to home, but it'll definitely be worth your while to do that travel for a little while because this is going to lead you somewhere better.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. And so you think by mid-November, that's kind of an odd time to be hired on, but if that's what you see.
Well, I just think that it'll be in process. So I think that, like, you'll hear something by the end of the month. It'll probably, the wheels will start turning, and physically you will be in there probably by mid-November. Yeah.
Okay. And do you see that, excuse me, because I haven't done the job in years, is that going to be a hindrance in some way?
I don't think so for this job. I don't think for this particular job it's going to be any issue because I think they're looking for there's a quality that you show, an understanding, and you have a patience about you that is going to help in this position. It's very needed in this position. Is this working with other patients, with patients? And
yes, it is.
Like clients? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's where you're going to fit in. It's like you shine in that area.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, patience for patients.
Right.
And well, you know, it could be very aggravating working with the public, right? Or working with people or stressful situations. So patience sometimes is needed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was hoping that it's in a clinic setting because I'm not really interested in hospital setting, more mm-hmm. so clinic where they can walk in and walk out.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I know you're worried about the travel time, but if you can deal with it for a little while, it's going to be worth your while.
Oh, beautiful.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Valerie. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate
Bye, Valerie.
It.
And oh, you're
yes,
welcome.
Check our calendar. We hope Michelle will come back, and she likes hanging out with me, so I like that. And we'll see. I like hanging out with her, too. So let's see if she comes back next month, if she is not mad at me after tonight.
I could never be mad at you.
Aw, you're so
Thank
sweet.
Thank you folks so much.
Take care, Valerie. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good
Thank
luck. Let
right.
us know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, we got one more, and then we're gonna say hasta pasta, right? What do you say, kiddo?
Are we doing a giveaway?
Well, let's not say that because last time we said it, we.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I'm only kidding.
Okay.
I wrote the phone numbers down. I wrote the phone numbers down. I didn't get names, but what would you like me to? What would you like to give away for our listeners tonight, or callers, I should say?
Thinking a half hour reading for somebody by phone or video call.
Yep.
And maybe one copy of my book.
All right. So you're going to do two prizes tonight.
Yep.
All right. So let's take this last caller. I've got their number on the list, too. And I wish I wrote everybody's names. I didn't tonight. Normally I do. Tonight I'm a mess tonight. Oh, my God. All right. 8953. You've been holding a long time. Thank you very much. Hang on 1 second. We're connecting you now. All right. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
Oh, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. How are you?
Good,
is this my
good,
Bonnie?
Good.
Yep. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
I didn't say that, but I didn't dare.
Oh, you can say it.
Oh, gosh. So you must be tired. I know you have the grandchildren today, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm a little tired.
So is there something you wanted to ask or an area you want to focus on?
I have one question and then see what's around me.
Okay. What's your question?
If my youngest son has a medical problem.
Why do I feel like my heart's beating fast?
Hmm.
Is it something with his heart?
I don't
Anxiety?
Know.
You don't know.
No.
He won't tell you.
No.
I just feel like my heart's beating really fast. So I kind of think something like maybe anxiety. So Something's triggering something. Okay. But I know we have mother's intuition, right? Mom's intuition. Mm. There's something not right. Something's off.
Yeah.
I feel like he feels like he has to be strong for everybody, too. And, like, I have to be strong. There's so much else going on. I can't bother mom or dad with this. I can't bother everybody with this. And there's this feeling from him that in the scope of things, this is nothing. And I don't think it's anything serious. I think I think it's just a buildup of things. He works very hard.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he puts a lot of stress on himself. And I think sometimes emotionally we tire our bodies out, or we you know, go through all this stress and it causes physical symptoms. So I think that's probably a lot of what he's experiencing. I'm also, Bonnie, does he have autoimmune issues in your family?
They were wondering it with him.
Yeah.
A while back. Yeah.
It just feels like, I'm going to use the word irritation, right? Mm-hmm. Like inside, my insides are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that, again, could be brought on by stress. So I think he needs, you know, whether or not, I don't know if you speak with him about these things. I know you said he doesn't tell you, but if he could be guided to kind of calming himself down and dealing with some of the stress and anxiety that he has, I think that would help him quite a bit.
Yeah.
He feels things deeply. I think he's feeling things really deeply right now, and he's worried about a lot of different things, and it's showing up physically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is new for him. Is this new for him?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this is something that's new.
Mm-mm. No, it's been going on.
Yeah. Did you want to ask me about anything else, or do you want me to tell you what I'm
thinking?
Delve
in. Yeah. Delve in.
I think Bonnie needs to take some time for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a couple good drinks.
Yeah.
And you know, all we can do is take one day at a time and see what comes our way.
Absolutely.
We can't worry about tomorrow. We have to live in today, and you know what happens happens, and we handle it as it comes. And remember, God only gives you as much what you can handle.
Right.
Absolutely. And Bonnie is a very strong woman. And Bonnie deals with a lot, I think. Right, Bonnie?
Mm.
I mean, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that you are a strong woman. And you have a lot of things coming your way that are good. It may not seem like it right now, but it's around the corner. And things are going to calm down soon. I know I've told you that before, that I felt it, that it was going to calm down soon. And it is. There's going to be a turn for you soon.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this too, because I feel like I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom has passed?
Yes.
Wow. White sweater. Why the white sweater? But she keeps saying, wow. She just keeps saying that she loves you. And she keeps telling you not to worry. Why the white sweater, though? She keeps showing me the white sweater with the buttons. Did she wear the white sweater all the time?
No.
Okay. Could be a comfort thing. Could be something meaning comfort, like a sweater, you know, your comfy sweater, your comfy jacket, something like that. It feels...
Yeah.
It feels comfortable. It feels safe. It feels warm to me.
Yeah, I have a real cozy sweater I wear.
Okay. So it's like a comfort thing, right? Comfort, cozy. Okay. And I
your
think that's
sweater. It's your sweater, then. Maybe it's your sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. But those are the things sometimes that give us comfort, right? Why does she talk about April? I know we're far off from April, but she says something about April. Birthday, anniversary?
No, hers is all February.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think you just need to hang in there. I know we have a reading coming up soon, right, privately, so we'll address a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about my mom in the sweater.
Really? I definitely
really?
A mother figure in the sweater. And she keeps showing me the buttons. There's something about the button, they remember
couldn't
like
button. She couldn't button it. It was a joke. She tried to button
kidding,
it.
No kidding, Joanne.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah, it's like the buttons, like something about the buttons. Okay, so she couldn't button it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was funny. We would laugh. We'd all laugh. You know, we'd have a good laugh.
Oh my gosh.
she'd make a joke. She'd make a joke of it. You know.
Yeah. But see, I think that's how your mom was, right? I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to joke about it because I don't want people to be upset, right?
Right.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I
think mom tried to minimize things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bonnie,
okay.
Listen, again, one day at a time, girlfriend.
That's
hang
right. Let's do the best we can.
That's right. That's right. Well, do you have anything else for Michelle?
Bonnie is part of my tribe now, so she's got the support of all of us.
Oh,
right.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
I feel
we're
it.
Always here. We're always here for you, Bonnie. Even if Michelle's
thank
not on,
you
can call me anytime too if you'd like.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
Anytime. Remember, there's always somebody to talk to anytime. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much. You too. Take it easy. Get some rest.
Thanks. I'm heading.
You sound tired.
I am tired.
Oh, okay, honey. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Guys, pardon me. Guys, if you want one-on-one with Michelle, go to healingmedium1@gmail.com or contact her at 860-834-3559. She's also on Facebook and does free readings on Facebook. Oh, what's that numbers thing you were doing? I saw it pop up today. I just went on Facebook, Friday to post the promo, and then I saw today I had over 200 messages. I'm going through them, and I saw something about your numbers, and I'm like, what is this?
I try to keep things interesting. So typically I will, this week we're going to be doing cards of the week. I think that's what everybody wanted to do. I try and give them a choice. But last week I focused on doing various aspects of numerology. So we did our destiny number, our heart desire number, the other one was our personality number, just a little, some fun things and different ways to kind of get some insight into ourselves.
Do you do tarot as well?
I don't. I do not.
Mm.
No. But I do. I will do cards of the day. So I'll do inspirational cards. And I guess I don't know. Do I do tarot cards? I don't know. In some ways, I will use them as guidance when I'm doing the cards of the day.
Mm.
But
I typically won't.
I will not do that. I get my information from your loved ones and from your energy and from the universe.
Great.
And some people get mad at me for that I don't use cards, but.
Yeah, well, I actually, when I can, let the phone run on YouTube, I listen to all my tarot readings for Scorpio.
Wow.
And what I love about them is they're really pick-me-ups. They're always pick-me-ups, you know? They inspire me to want to try and do what they're telling me to do,
Right. And I think that's important, right? Inspiration is important, and giving people hope and promise. Yep.
Well, guys, Michelle, of course, thank you as always. Again, go to
you're welcome.
HealingMedium1@gmail.com. You can call or text at 860-834-3559. And don't forget her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, available everywhere online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you name it. So how do you want to pick your winner tonight? Oh, you got two winners you got to pick from. I don't have any names here.
Yeah.
I don't have names here, so.
Well, I don't know. close your eyes and point.
Like I normally do. Like I normally do. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Let's close them. Let's see.
You pick very well, so.
Let me spin my pen. It is number ending in 9970. I'm not sure if I remember who that is. Should we give that one the reading or the book?
Let's do the reading, and then so now we can do the book. And so hopefully they're listening and they can call you.
No, I'm going to call them right after we get off the phone tonight.
Oh, you're going to
call
them? We're
not going to wait till the next day. We're going to do it right away since it's early, because normally when we do the show, we're done late, and, you know, it's hard to get somebody at that hour or whatever. So, and they're from all over the country. I don't know if they got the time difference, whatever. So here we go. We're going to spin. This one is 4412. Don't remember who that one was. So that's the book.
Okay.
We really didn't have we had a lot of love, job, career.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah, we didn't really get anybody who really wanted to talk to anybody except who get what's her name? Oh geez. I didn't write the names down tonight. Geez, I'm
that's
a mess.
Okay.
I've got a
but that happens.
I've got a big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I think people need to remember, too, that sometimes when that information is coming through to me, it's not coming, it's coming through either through their energy or through their loved one's energy. So even when it may sound like I'm speaking, I'm really giving you information and advice from your loved ones.
Right. And, also speaking of Facebook, when I was on there today, I saw you said something about big announcement coming soon. Can you share that now, or you'd rather wait for Facebook announcements?
So for the event, I have an event.
I don't know
it.
I don't know. I saw it say that you've got a big announcement coming.
I said keep an eye out for an event that I was going to announce. So for local people, I will be at Fresca on October 25th between 4 and 9. In Connecticut. I believe it's in Colchester, Connecticut. It's a great, beautiful restaurant, and they have a bar area. But I believe they're doing a wellness night. So you can, if you are local to Connecticut, you can message me to set up your time for a reading, or just come check out everybody else and stop by and say hello.
I know. I wish you weren't so far away, because I like to get
on
occasion. I haven't done it in a while. I do I don't want to call it a party, but I do. I call it a psychic party, and I have a couple of friends, like 5-6 friends, come over. Put out some little hors d'oeuvres, and you know, and then we have a private room, and everybody goes up one at a time, and they get read, and everybody loves it.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, I have some great times doing that. I'll come visit you.
You gotta let me know when
you're
in Jersey.
I'll take you dry if you're just in Jersey, right?
Yeah. And I was just in Connecticut not so long ago. Did I tell you I went to the? I'm addicted to this show. What's it called? Flea Market Flip.
Okay.
And they go there to this big flea market in Connecticut.
Okay.
I think it's called Elephant's Trunk. And
I
can't remember.
Oh, I've heard of that. Okay.
Is it Milford? I don't know if it was Milford. I didn't do the driving, so I don't remember the town. It's the biggest flea market that I've ever been to. Really cool. But anyway, so that was my last time in Connecticut. That was during the summer. We went for the day. We came back. That was it. We met some friends from Rhode Island there. We met halfway. But, shoot, I should have told you I was in the area. That's what I meant.
Next time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Michelle, did you want to come back in November or no?
If you want to have me, I would love to. I love connecting with everybody. It's always a lot of fun.
How is Seer Sensitives going?
My what?
Your SeerSensitive.com. Are you up and running yet?
So I believe that my profile needs to be tweaked a little bit, but I will be up and running soon. Yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't talked to them, so I don't know. Last time we talked about it was on the show last time you were here. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they have a lot of different people on there. It's great.
Yeah. So, guys, that's SeerSensitives.com. Michelle will be on that, too. They're also one of our sponsors now as well. And, again, HealingMedium1@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with Michelle. or for a private reading, or I don't know what you guys are going to talk about. That's up to you. And you can call or text her at 860-834-3559. And don't forget her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. And got another book coming soon, kiddo?
Soon, yes. Just finishing it up, actually. It's my problem because I keep getting stories that I want to add to it. So I'm like, I want to add this, and I want to add that. So I keep adding to it, and I need to just say, okay, this is good, and I can do another book, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. When you said it's my problem, I was like, God, that's really a good title for a book, actually. It's my problem.
It's my problem. There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, listen, thank you so very much, Michelle. Thank you so much to all our callers. Thank you for listening, folks. We appreciate it. Could have been doing anything tonight. You hung out with us. How cool is that? Thank you so much. And I just love doing this and having a great time with you guys. And we will be calling the two phone numbers, for one for the reading ended in 9970. And I apologize for not writing your names down. I normally do. And, a free book, a copy of Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven from Michelle, to number ending in 4412. So we're going to call you guys after the show, and we'll get your information, and we'll get it over to Michelle, and we'll go from there.
That sounds great. Sounds awesome.
Sounds great.
I look forward to talking to you guys again. Thank you for having me, Joan.
And we'll talk about November, I guess. I gotta look ahead.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Michelle, thank you. I love that you come on. I appreciate it so very much. You have no idea. And I enjoy these calls. I enjoy
you
helping people. That's what I love the most, is that you're helping people. So that's great, you know?
That's what I love the most.
Yeah, that's got to be the most enjoyable part about it. That's got to be.
You know, earlier when you were saying how or we were talking with somebody about the art, how you don't feel whole when you're not doing the art. Well,
right.
I don't feel whole when I'm not doing this.
Exactly. Yep. And it's a great gift to have. It really is. So, well, everybody, thank you so much. And Michelle, thank you. Have a good night. Have a great day and a great week tomorrow, everybody. And my fingers are crossed for me. So anyway,
you're going to be fine.
We'll talk soon, Michelle, okay? Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Everybody, Michelle Palmieri, go check her out at healingmedium1.gmail.com or on Facebook, or call her at 860-834-3559. We'll see her next month. We'll set it all up, and Michelle will be back. All right, guys? So thanks, Michelle. Have a good night, and we'll talk soon, honey, okay?
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Well, real quick before we go, this was Thursday. We've got Donnell Danigan from the Hollywood Museum. We're going to be talking about some great music, the museum itself, and a place I'm dying to get to, and it's in California, but I will get there. It's in the Max Factor building, and they do great events there, too. So I'm hoping when I do go, there'll be an event, and I'll have a good time. So, but just wanted to say our hearts go out to the folks over in Israel, and we got to stop, folks. This has all got to stop, please. So I'm going to end it with this just because. And good luck, everybody. Have a great week. And we will see you on Thursday, I believe, with Donnell. And then we've got, can't think of his name. Jesus. I'm a mess, folks. Listen, you have no idea. This is why I didn't book many shows for October this month, because I've got so much going on. And I can't even think straight anymore, but as you can tell. So I don't know if I'm coming, going, whatever, but we'll get back to normal, whatever that is. But in the meantime, let's stop what we're doing out there and let's do better, okay? Take care, everybody. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Michelle Palmieri, and thanks to everybody who called in, and thanks for listening. Take care.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. All my love, closer.